Good morning and welcome everybody to another episode of Nach Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 83. This chapter has 19 psukim in it. This prayer was written by Asaf about the war he fought with King Yehoshaphat. For more info, see Divrei Hayom and Beis chapter 20. This chapter can also be understood as a prayer for one of the stages in the final redemption, when Yisrael will be surrounded by their enemies, and about the long, dark exile we've been in. Even though these chapters were written over 2,000 years ago, they're just still as relevant from the time they were written. Baruch Hashem, we continue to be saved from daily threats against us by the surrounding nations who are constantly planning on how to destroy Israel. Now for the parak summary. The chapter opens with a call for God not to be silent when our enemies plan to destroy us. Not only do they hate Yisrael, but they also hate the God of the Jewish people. They unanimously and openly proclaim, "Let us destroy Israel." Asaf enumerates the following nations who want to harm Yisrael: Edom, Yishmael, the descendants of Hagar, Gival, Ammon, Amalek, the Plishtim, the residents of Tyre, and Assyria. Asaf asks Hashem to treat them like he's treated all the other nations who wanted to destroy us, to completely wipe them out, for God to make them like chaff in the wind and to consume them like a forest fire. The reason why Asaf wants this to happen is so they will ultimately receive their tikkun, rectification, by acknowledging the omnipotence of God. They will know nothing is separate from God. Now for the highlight pasuk. The parak ends in verse 18 with, "Vayedu ki ata shimcha Adonai levadecha elyon al kol haaretz." May they know that you alone, whose name is God, are the most high over all the earth. The Sefer Maimarim explains there are two types of ways God runs the world: through nisim, miracles, and through teva, nature. Currently, we think miracles are greater than nature, because when we see an open miracle, it gives us emuna by teaching us about the greatness of God and God's strength. But truth be told, there are thousands of natural miracles we experience that go completely unrecognized. For example, our heartbeats, our brain functions, we can breathe, the human eye, and the list goes on. In the future, we'll celebrate the natural miracles as huge, gigantic ones. We won't even split in our minds and differentiate the different types of miracles. It'll all be one. That's what's meant by Ki Ata Shimcha Hashem Levadecha. You alone know all the miracles that are done. Meaning to say, the teva, natural miracles we're unaware of, only you know of, will become apparent to all mankind. Our awareness will be completely raised to a new level of consciousness to celebrate all the things Hashem has done. Let us merit not to wait for the messianic era to recognize the small natural miracles are from God, but to celebrate every little bit of good we have now. This way we can experience the world to come in this world right at this very moment. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.